Maine said the report's broad coverage of the department's problems will mean that at least portions of the report will be relevant and admissible in almost all LAPD-related cases. Veteran police litigator Donald Cook has a federal suit pending against Gates and the city that also alleges misconduct by the SIS. "And guess what I'm going to use as evidence?" he asked recently. He said that, like Yagman, he will attempt to introduce the commission's report as evidence of the department's poor management and condoning of excessive force. "It's a great piece of evidence, really trustworthy, credible evidence of what we have been saying for years," Cook said of the report. "It's ironic that we are validated by the city. It is really ironic. I think the city is getting a dose of justice." Vincent, the deputy city attorney, has yet to mount the city's defense in the current case. Though he declined to reveal specifics about his strategy, he said his task is to clearly separate the report from the facts of the shooting that's the basis for the lawsuit. "We're going to stick to the facts of the case," Vincent said. "Our opinion is like the mayor's. It is still the finest police department in the nation." He said that almost all documents used as evidence in lawsuits against the police come from police shooting reports, policy statements, and disciplinary records. So facing the commission report is not a totally unfamiliar situation. Still, Vincent said, its impact may be the most difficult to deal with. "I think it's significant," he said. "It has certainly gotten recognition and prestige. But I think it is something we will effectively deal with. We think some of it is flawed. It gives a skewed view." That view comes from the report's focus on problems within the department without a full reporting on positive aspects of the force, Vincent said. "The report's conclusions are too broadly drawn," he added, "and jurors will be unable to ascribe them to the officers involved in the McDonald's shooting because neither they nor their unit is mentioned in the report." "This type of information should never be used," Vincent said. "It has come into this case to prejudice officers that are not even named in it." Still, Vincent is resigned to having that task of deflecting the effect of the report in trials to come. "I'm not sure of all the ways it can be used against us," he said, "so we're thinking about it. We're just going to take it one case at a time." LA detective tells details of fatal shooting. Civil rights. The officer is testifying as a defendant in a suit alleging the Special Investigations Section killed three unarmed robbers. March 5th, 1992.